Today's daf is Vachim daf Nun. And we are about 15 lines from the bottom of daf Mem Tes Amid Beis, the parentheses, Hekish Ugzeres Shava Kal V'Choymer Simen. So today's daf begins with a simen, a rather very straightforward simen. Regretfully, the easiest part of today's daf is the simen. But the gilui to that is in the words of the simen. We're going to be dealing with an Hekesh, with a Gzeirah Shava, a Kal V'Chomer. The one thing that's omitted from the Simen that's going to also feature prominently in today's daf is Binyanav / Tzad HaShava. So really, today's daf picks up Behemshech to the very end of yesterday's daf, before the raid. And that is that one of the dinim that govern Hilchas Kachim is Dovar Halomed Behekish, Einoi Chayzer Umalamed Behekish. Any halacha that I know in Kachin via a Hekish does not have the ability to now be Malamed, pay this halacha forward to something else, Al Yedei Hekish. So I have Hekish A, I have Hekish B. Ordinarily, if I know something via Hekish A and I'm a party to Hekish B, I can now go be makish to the thing that I'm party with in Hekish B. That's true in Kol HaTorah Kula with the exception of Kachin. How do we know that? So in yesterday's daf, we saw two makaris to this. The first was Ravina and the second was Rava. Ravina said that it's learned from the halachos of the Asha Metzaira, specifically the Shechita of the Asha Metzaira, more specifically the fact that the Shechita of the Asha Metzaira had to be betzafen. Rava said that it's learned out from the Par Koyim Mashiach, specifically from the Haktara of the Parakoy Mashiach, more specifically from the idea that the Haktara of the Parakoy Mashiach is very inclusive and includes in it the Yoseres HaKoved and the Shtei HaKloyos, and from a Kroyosera with an Einoy Inyan Tneyo Inyan, says Rava Chazal knew this Mita of Dovra Alamed Behekish Einoy Chazer Malamed Behekish. What we're going to talk about in today's daf is what happens if you have a Dovra Alamed Behekish? We know it can't be Chayzer Malamed Behekish. Could it be Chayzer Malamed B'Gzeirah Shava? Could it be Chayzer Malamed B'Kal V'Chomer? Could it be Chayzer Malamed B'Binyanav? How about this? What happens if I have not a Dovra Alamed Behekish, but I have a Dovra Alamed B'Kal V'Chomer? I know this is halacha based on, not a Kal V'Chomer, Gzeirah Shava. Can I now go and be Chayzer Malamed Behekish? Could I be Chayzer Malamed B'Gzeirah Shava? Could I be Chayzer Malamed B'Kal V'Chomer? Could I be Chayzer Malamed B'Binyanav? The truth is that the Gemara is also going to discuss what happens if I have a Dovra Halamed B'Kal V'Chomer? Could I be Chayzer Malamed B'Hekish B'Gzeirah Shava B'Kal V'Chomer B'Binyanav? Or what if I have a Dovra Halamed B'Binyanav? Could I be Chayzer Malamed B'Hekish B'Gzeirah Shava B'Kal V'Chomer B'Binyanav? Today's daf is going to focus on Dovra Halamed B'Hekish. We started it already yesterday. Dovra Halamed B'Hekish, Einu Chayzer Malamed B'Hekish. What we still need to figure out is, could it be Chayzer Malamed B'Gzeirah Shava B'Kal V'Chomer B'Binyanav? We're also going to see in today's daf Dovra Halamed B'Gzeirah Shava. Could it be Chayzer Malamed B'Hekish B'Gzeirah Shava B'Kal V'Chomer B'Binyanav? Tomorrow's daf, we're going to learn the latter part of this sugya, and that is Dovra Halamed B'Kal V'Chomer being Chayzer Malamed and Dovra Halamed B'Binyanav being Chayzer Malamed. But either way, we're picking up Dovra Halamed B'Hekish. We know it can't be Chayzer Umalamid Behekish. Could it be Chayzer Umalamid B'Gzeirah Shava? Could it be Chayzer Umalamid B'Kal V'Chomer? Could it be Chayzer Umalamid B'Binyanav? Says the Gemara, Dovra Alamid Behekish, Einu Chayzer Umalamid Behekish. We know that a Dovra Alamid Behekish can't be Chayzer Umalamid Behekish. How do we know that? That's yesterday's daf. Imidirava, Imidiravina. The Gemara is repeating the two Makaris backwards. Imidirava, that was the second Makar. It's learned out from the parasha of the Parakoy Mashiach. Imidiravina, that was the first Makar. It's learned out from the parasha of the Asha Mitzvah. If I have a Dovra Halamed B'Hekish, could it now be Chayzer Umalamed B'Gzeirah Shava or not? Says the Gemara Tashma, I'll bring you a raya. Rav Nosson ben Avtolmus said, so this is a halacha that obviously is Negeah, the laws of Negaim. We don't really have to get into the kishkas of Negaim v'Halos right now, but super duper high level, what we need to know is that there's an ironic counterintuitive halacha in Hilchas Negaim, and that is that if somebody has a nega, that nega could be a nega that makes them tameh. If, however, the nega spreads to the point where it's kulay hafach lavam, now his entire body is overcome by this nega, then the halach is, he'll actually be tahar. So Rav Nosa ben Avtomis in this Baraisa is discussing, how do we know that when it comes to nige begodim, minayim lepricha bebegodim, where if the nega spreads and now the entire beged is consumed by the nega, shitayra, that it's going to be tahar. So he said, we know it from Gzeirah Shavah. Nema karachas vegabachas bebegodim. It says the words karachas vigabachas, right? These are very parshas mitzayrup digger words. It says karachas vigabachas by begodim. Nema karachas vigabachas by adam. Regarding nige adam, mal alam parach bekulei tar. Just like when it comes to nige adam, that loch is that if it's parach bekulei, it's going to be tar. Again, counterintuitively. Afkam parach bekulei tar. So too, when it comes to nige begodim, it's going to be the same thing. Now, says the Gemara, v'hasam minolan. How do we know that the halacha is that if somebody has a nega on his body and it is parach bekuloi, that it's going to be tar? We know it from a hekesh. Dechsiv, because the pasuk says regarding the different types of nige adam, me roishoy v'ad raglov, v'iskesh, and we're makish roishoy, a nega that's unique to roishoy, referred to as a nesek, l'regel, to the negon that are nege the rest of the goof, such as ragloi. And malahalon, just like as it relates to the nega of the head, kuloi hafach lavan. The Torah says that if it's kulay hafach lavan, meaning parach bekulay, it spreads throughout the entire head, tar is going to be tar. Afkan, so too as it relates to the nega that's biragloy, that's on the rest of his guf, the halach is kulay hafach lavan if it completely turns white, meaning it's parach bekulay tar, the halach is, it's going to be tar. In other words, Rav Nosa ben Avtomna said that if a beged has a nega, and the nega is parach b'chol ha-beged, it spreads throughout the entire beged, the halach is, it's going to be tar. You know that it's going to be tar. I know it from a gzeirah shavah, karachas v'gabachas, from nige haguf. Now, nige haguf gufa, I know this halacha, through a hekish to nige haroish. In other words, what I have over here is a davar alamed behekish. What's the davar alamed behekish? Miroishoy viad ragloy, being choizer umelamed bigzera shava. What's the gzera shava? Karachas vigabachas. So says the Gemara, Toshma, we want to know. What's the halacha dover alamed behekish? Could it be choizer umelamed bigzera shava? Could it not be choizer umelamed bigzera shava? Toshma, the mafurish araya from this, Rav Nosa ben Avtomis. But the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan heard this, and Rabbi Yochanan said, this is not a good raya. Why? Because b'chala teirakula lemaiden lamed mi lamed. We know that in chala teirakula this is not an issue. The sugi that we're learning now, davar alamed behekish, is a chayzim alamed behekish, not chayzim alamed behekish. This chakira that we have, whether davar alamed behekish could be chayzim alamed b'gzeir shav or not, that's a kachim de gashayla. In chala teirakula avada lemaiden lamed mi lamed. Even when it comes to davar alamed behekish, could be chayzim alamed behekish. Kal v'chaymer davar alamed behekish could be chayzim alamed b'gzeir shav. That was never the shayla. The shaila is, what would be the halacha by kachim? And said Rabbi Yochanan, when it comes to kachim, there actually the halacha is she'ein don alamed mitlamed. There, you can't learn davar halamed behekish now, even via a gzeira shava. And Rabbi Yochanan said, I'll prove to you how I know that. Now, Rabbi Yochanan is doing two things. Rabbi Yochanan is saying, number one, that the raya from Rav Nosa ben Avtomis is not a raya, because that's handling the laws of negayim. We're discussing dine kachim. The second thing Rabbi Yochanan is doing is, he's going to say, I'm not only going to deflect your raya, I'm going to bring you a raya. It's just the opposite. What's my raya? Because if you're going to tell me that davar alamed behekish could be chayzer malamed b'gzeir shava, we're going to go back to yesterday's daf. Why did Torah have to say that the Karban Asham had to be brought by Tzafin? Right, Torah said it twice. The Torah said it in the Ikar Parish of Asham, Zayis Torah's Asham, and then the Torah chazed it over again by the Asham Mitzayra. So yesterday's daf, right? But the point is that why did Torah have to mention Tzafin when it comes to the Karban Asham? L'chayru, we could have learned it with Gzeir Shava, Kachi Kadashim, from the Karban Chatos. By the Karban Chatos, the Torah refers to it as Kodesh Kadashim, and by the Karban Asham, the Torah also refers to it as Kodesh Kadashim. It's a freaked Rabbi Yochanan, a Geshmak Akasha. I don't understand, why do I need a mention of Tzafon by the Karban Asham? It says Kachi Kadashim. And it also says Kodesh Kodashim by the Korban Chatos. The Korban Chatos, I know, has a Din Sofen. So if I know the Korban Chatos has a Din Sofen, so via the Gzeira Shava now, I should be able to. Lav Lememra, says Rabbi Yechonim, what must be the reason? Because how do I know Kodesh Kodashim by the Korban Chatos? Because the Torah says you should check the Chatos b'makom that you shech toilo, which we saw in yesterday's Daf the Gemara refers to as a Hekish. Must be because it's a Dovra Alamed Behekish. And Dovra Alamed Behekish is Enu Chayzim Alamed Afilu b'Gzeira Shava. So says Rabbi Yochanan, not only is your raya from the Goyim not applicable to what we're talking about right now, but I actually have a raya just the opposite. From the fact that we needed a mention of Tzofen by the Korban Hashem, we couldn't learn Gzeira Shava from the Chatos, must be because Chatos itself is a Dovra Lama. Behekish Dovra Lama, Behekish, Eni Chayzer Malavit, Afilu Be Gzeira Shava. But the Gemara says, Vidulma, maybe the reason you can't learn this Gzeira Shava is not because Dovra Lom Hekish can't be Chayz Malam Gzeira Shava. But rather, maybe it's between the Ekel Mifrach. Maybe it's because you could ask a Pircha. Malachatos, Shekem Bechaperos, Al Chayvi Krisos. Maybe it's because there's a Pircha on the Gzeira Shava. You want to learn Asham from the Chatos? I can tell you, Chatos is more common than Asham. Chatos is Mechaper and Chayvi Krisos. Asham is not Mechaper and Chayvi Krisos. Chatos and Asham very often come together because they're both Mechaper. But at the same time, Chatos is more of a Mechaper than the Asham is. The Chatos is Mechaper, even a Chayvi Krisos as opposed to Asham not. So if all you had was the Gzeirah Shava, maybe I would say, Dafka Chatos has a Din Sofen as opposed to Asham. Now, what's the basis to ask a Kasha on a Gzeirah Shava? Since when could you ask Kashas on a Gzeirah Shava? The answer is, there's something called a Gzeirah Shava Mufna, and there's something called a Gzeirah Shava She'ina Mufna. If you have a Gzeirah Shava that's Eina Mufna, where there's no extra words in the Gzeirah Shava, so then you could darshan a Gzeirah Shava, even though every word that you're using this Gzeirah Shava is needed, meaning it's already taken for the Pshuta Shemikra for something else. It doesn't matter. There's a musik of darshan a Gzeirah Shava, but only if it's bulletproof, only if there's no kashas on it. If you have a Gzeirah Shava that's based on words that are extra words that the Torah didn't have to write, so then we assume the Torah wrote it for the Gzeirah Shava, so you can have kashas from today till tomorrow. Oh, but the Torah is telling you mefurish, it's a mitzvah, the Torah is telling you that you're supposed to dash in this Gzeirah Shava. The Makshas Tain of Malachata Shekem Bechaperes Al Chavi Krisis is assuming that this Gzeirah Shava is Enei Mufna. To the extent that it's Enei Mufna, so says the Gemara that La'ilam, I'll tell you, Dover Alamed Behekish is Chayzer Malamed Begzer Shava. The reason you can't use the Gzer Shava here is because I have a Pircha. The Gemara's Teretz is Kachi Kadashim Yeseri Ksifi. If you look in the Psukim, the Torah mentions Kachi Kadashim more than once. It mentions it Yeseri. There's multiple mentions of it. Oh, if there's multiple mentions of it, that means there's definitely extra Kachi Kadashims floating around in those Psukim, which makes it Gzer Shava Mufna. If it's Gzer Shava Mufna, then you'd never be able to ask a Pircha on such a Gzeirah Shava. You would never be able to say Malachat Shekem Mechaperes Al Chayvi Krisos. Well, if that's the case, then let me learn the Din Sofen by a Korban Hashem via this Gzeirah Shava. Must be, because Dover Alamed Behekish Einei Chayz Malamed Gzeirah Shava. That is the Maskana of the Gemara, that just like Dover Alamed Behekish Einei Chayz Malamed Behekish, so too Dover Alamed Behekish Einei Chayz Malamed Gzeirah Shava. So again, let's Chazer, because this is going to repeat itself so many times in the Cheshbon of the Gemara. Dover Alamed Behekish, Einu Chayzim Alamed Behekish, we have two Makairis, either Ravina or Rava. Either it's learned out from the Parakoy Mashiach, or it's learned out from the Asher Metzoyer. Dover Alamed Behekish, Einu Chayzer Umalamed Begzeir Shava, is learned out from the Din Sofen that the Torah felt it had to explicitly mention regarding the Shechita of the Korban Hashem. Moving along now to Dover Alamed Behekish, could it be Chayzer Umalamed Bekal V'Chaymer? Now it says the Gemara, Dover Alamed Behekish, Chayzer Umalamed Bekal V'Chaymer. That's pretty straightforward. A Dover Alamed Behekish could be Chayzer Umalamed Bekal V'Chaymer, and the Makar to this is Midetanet V'Rabbi Shmuel. It's based on a Tanet V'Rabbi Shmuel. Now why is the Gemara not telling us what the Tanet V'Rabbi Shmuel is? Because the Gemara told it to us already, Zok Rashi. Because we had this Tanet V'Rabbi Shmuel earlier in Perek Beishamai Le'il Daf Mem Aleph Amen Aleph. The context over there was that Tanit Rabbi Shmuel learned from a Kal V'Chomer that there's a din es bedam v'toval by the Seire Yom HaKippurim, just like there is by the Seire Avodas Kechavim. Just the chazer. What does es bedam v'toval mean? Es means that when the Kohen is doing the hazois with the chatois hapnimius, he could do the hazois even if he has a baheres or yabeles, right? He has some sort of growth on his finger. Bedam meant that you have to have in the Kabbalah the sheer tefillah's etzpa, and v'tabal means you have to do a proper tefillah. You can't scrape the blood off the side of the cup. The ikar halacha of etzpa dam v'tabal, it says regarding the parakoy Mashiach, and from there was a brisa that brought two different shittas how we apply it to all the different chatois. Specifically, Tana de Rabbi Shmo said that as it relates to the sire Yom Kippur, we learn it via the medium of Kal v'chaymer, that one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidrash HaSpam, from the Sire Avodas Kechavim. Now, how do I know the Sire Avodas Kechavim? I learn it via a hekesh from the Parakoy Mashiach. In other words, and the Gemara made this observation, Le'il and Dachman Malaf Amin Aleph, that ton of Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion that Dover Alamed Behekesh, Sire Avodas Kechavim, which is being learned out from the Parakoy Mashiach, or from the Paralam Dover Shal Tzibur, it's all mentioned in the same pasuk, is being chosenu melabed now to the Sire Yom HaKippur. Big Kal v'chaymer. What was the Kal v'chaymer? That was a hard Kal v'chaymer. Umah b'makom shloi hushfu carbon le carbon. Hushfu avoida la avoida. Right? Certainly, where it's hushfu carbon le carbon, these are both seirim. Zecha the dine hakrava are going to be the same. But the bottom line is that was very much daf memalef. What we need for now is that the Gemara already addressed this point. The Gemara already checked off this box that in as much as davar alamed behekish, it's ainu chesim alamed behekish. It's ainu chesim alamed bigzeir shava. But when it comes to a kal v'chaymer, we know this from espedam betaval. It is chesim alamed bekal v'chaymer. What about binyanav? Davar alamed behekish maushi alamed bebinyanav. Could it be chesim alamed bebinyanav? Could it not be chesim alamed bebinyanav? Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said, I'll prove to you at first glance that it can't. Why? Because if you're going to tell me davar alamed behekish because alamed bebinyanav, like lichtev. We're going back to Asham, and we're going back to the din shechita tzafen by Asham. Why do I have to mention that the Asham required shechita b'tzafen? V'teisim b'binyanav michatas. Why can't you learn it straight up? Binyanav from Chatas, right? What's the Binyanav? It's a classic Mamatzino. This is Kachik Adashim. This is Kachik Adashim. This is Mechaper. That's Mechaper. Right? These two Karbanas, the Chatas and the Ashim, are the most similar, probably, of all Karbanas. So, if that's the case, why can't I just learn it straight up from a Binyanav? Why does the Tari have to tell me that then someone comes to the Karban Ashim? Probably to tell me the Dover Alamed Behekesh, Eni Chayzer, Umelamed, the Binyanav. Oh, very straightforward. But the Gemara says, Lutameich, according to you, argues the Gemara Rabbi Yirmiyah, Teisi mi Binyanav me'oilo. I mean, if you're telling me that you can learn Tzafen with a Binyanav, and you're muching, why don't you learn it Binyanav from Chatas? Oh, must be because Chatas Kufr is Dover Alamed Behekesh Eni Chayzer Umelamed Binyanav. I have a better kasha. Right, you're saying good, say better. You have a binyanav from Oyvah too. They're both Kachik and Ashim. Okay, it's not as similar, right? We said Ashim is very similar to Chatas. It's only a little similar maybe to Oyvah, but it's similar enough in the world of Drush, it's a binyanav. And if that's the case, Oyvah, it says Mefurish Tzafin. So Oyvah is not a Dover Alam Behekish. Why can't it be Chosnu Malami Bebinyanav? My time, Aloyasi, why not? So the Gemara says probably Mishum the Ikilam Ifrach, Mal Oyvah Shekin Kola, because at the end of the day, it's not a good binyanav. The reason it's not a good binyanav, no, is the Gemara is saying, I know what the answer is. Because Oyla, you'll always tell me, is kol. Because being that it has the chumr, that it's kol, that's why there's a din tzafen. Well, if that's the case, chatas nami yikilam efroch. When it comes to chatas, you have the same pircha. Mal chatas shkem bechaperes lachavi krisos. And as a result, there's no binyanav. If there's no binyanav, well, then you can't prove anything from the fact that the Torah didn't learn it with binyanav. So you're trying to be poishet davar lam ekshe in chizm alam binyanav. From the fact that the Torah had to mention tzafen by an asham, why not learn a binyanav from a chatas? Why not learn it from Oyla? That's not a davar lam behekish. Torah says mal Oyla. So Rashi says these next words of Gemara is milsa ba'ape nafshehi. We're not trying to be poishad ibaya anymore. We'll see in a minute what happened with this ibaya. But for now, the Gemara is not trying to be poishad ibaya. Now the Gemara is asking something else. We know it says soften by the chatas, it says soften by the oila, it says soften by the asham. Really, it only says it by the oila, but the chatas, you do what you do by the oila, and the asham, you do what you do by the oila. One pasuk, it says you do with the asham what you do with the chatas and with the oila. But Lamaisa, Lamaisa, the Torah mentioned it in some way, shape, or form by the three types of Kachik Adashim. The Gemara's Kasha now is, forget about the Ibaya, Damar, Alamid, Chayzer, Malamid. Right, let's put that aside for a minute. Literally, we're going to have to bring it back. Don't put it too far aside. But just for the moment, says the Gemara, why do I need to mention the Halach of Tzafen by all three of these Karbanas? Why not mention it by one? And Mamatzino, Binyanav, learn the other. And you'll tell me maybe you can't learn one from one straight up. Maybe make a tzad hashava between two. Why do you need three? Says the Gemara, chad mechad olay asi. I understand you can't learn one from the other. Each one has its unique inyan and its unique chashivas that you'd never be able to learn one straight from the other. Right? Chatos is mechaperes Oilas, Kulei Kalal, Asham we know has a minimum shear, right? There's always different chumras that we found in the first 50 dafin in Zvachim, right? Today's daf nun, that suggests that each one has its own chumra. But the Gemara says that Tesi Chadam Itarti, why can't the Torah mention it twice and learn the third from the other two? Why does the Torah have to mention it thrice? Favas tafich hasabin diraimo, says the one. Hey Tesi, which one do you want it not to say, and which two do you want it yet to say? Maybe it shouldn't say it by Oila, and I'll learn Oila from Chatos V'Asham. Malahan, if they have something in common, Shekain Mechaprim, you'll never be able to learn Oila from Chatos and Asham, because they're both Mechaprim, as opposed to Oila, that's not Mechaprim. Maybe let it not say it by the Chatos, and I'm going to learn it from the Oila and from the Asham. But Malahan, Shekain Scharim, they both had to be Scharim, the Oila and the Asham. Toima Bechatos, that's Bonik. Maybe it shouldn't say it by the Asham, the Tesei Mehanach, and learn Asham from Chatas and Oila. Malahanach shekein yeshnam betzibur kibiyachid. Right, an Oila and a Chatas could be a carbon yachid, it could be a carbon tzibur, as opposed to an Asham, which is always a carbon yachid. It's never a carbon tzibur. The bottom line is that it's for that reason Torah had to mention all three. You can never learn one from the other straight up, and even if I mentioned two, you would never even be able to create a tzad hashava, because like I'd always tell you, malat tzad hashava. It's for that reason Torah had to mention it three times. But as it relates to the original Ibaya, the Gemara leaves us hanging, and the truth is, if you look around, it's really an Ibaya d'leyefshita. So bottom line is, dovra alamad behekish kiri b'chayz malamad b'binyanav? The answer is, I don't know. It's a suffix. That's what emerges. The Gemara thought it had a raya. The Gemara was daicha the raya. If that's the case, at this point, the Gemara has no hachra. The next Gemara is already going to focus on Dovra Alamed Bigzei Reshava. We're not going to revisit this any further. If that's the case, we're going to leave it with a suffix. So what's the Shulchan Aruch? As it relates to Dovra Alamed Behekish, again, this is Dafka by Kachim. Dovra Alamed Behekish. Halamed be hekish, enoi chayzer umalamed be gzereshava. That was Rabbi Yochanan who proved it from the fact that we didn't just make a gzereshava asham from chatos to know the din safen. Davar halamed be hekish chayzer umalamed be kalvachomer midetana ve Rabbi Shmuel the ildaf memalo from the aleph. Davar halamed be hekish chayzer umalamed be binyanav. I don't know, says the Gemara moving along. If I have a din in Kachin that's learned out from Gzeir Shava, could it go now and teach Hekish? So again, we're going to do with Gzeir Shava, as we set this up earlier, exactly what we did with Hekish. We're going to want to know, a Dover Alam Gzeir Shava, with the Ikra Aloch, I know via Gzeir Shava. Could I be Melamed the Hekish? That's the first thing we're going to try to figure out. Then a Gzeir Shava, then a Kavach Chaymer, and then a Binyanat. Says the Gemara, Hekish first. Could be chayzim alam the hekish. Could be chayzim alam the said. It says in the Torah, "Vezoyis Torah zevach hashlamim v'goymer." And then it says, "Im al toita." So the Torah juxtaposes the carbon shlamim and the carbon toita. And from the fact that the Torah does that, we see that the Torah is comparing, in the vernacular, the Torah is being makish the carbon shlamim to the carbon toita. Said Chazal, "Lo madnu." We learn from here, "L'toida shabam and amaiser." That just like the shlomim could be bam and amaiser, so too the toida could be bam and amaiser. No, mid ashkechon shlomim da asumi maiser. Being that you find shlomim is bam and amaiser, so too toida could be bam and amaiser as well. So, what does this mean? It means that if somebody has maiser sheni money, and he wants to use the Maisa Sheni money to buy a carbon. So ordinarily, the halach is that you can't just use Maisa Sheni money to bring a carbon that you have to bring. When it comes to a carbon shlomim, we're going to see in a minute, there's a special mucker that says that shlomim's bought from Maisa Sheni money. And via this hekish right now, that just like the shlomim is bought from Maisa Sheni money, so too the toida is going to be bought from Maisa Sheni money as well. So this is a braisa. What's the point of the smichos? Is to create a hekish. Lamadnu l'toyde shabam min ha-maiser, mida'ash kechon shlomim da'asom imay, says the Gemara. Now, v'shlomim gufay minolan. How do you know that a shlomim can be brought from maiser sheni money? It's learned out from gzeir shavet. It says shom, and it says shom. It says shom by the shlomim. V'zavachta shlomim v'achalta shom, v'samachta l'fnei ha-shem alikecho. And it says shom by maiser sheni, v'achalta l'fnei ha-shem alikecho, v'mokim ha-shem yivchel ha-shakin shmoy, shom. So it says shom by the two parshiyim. And just like Shom by Meister Sheni means Meister Sheni, so too Shom by Shlomim means Meister Sheni as well. What do you have from here, says Rapapa? I have a Dover Alamid Bigzeir Shava, being Chayzim Alamid Behekish. Dover Alamid Bigzeir Shava, the fact that a Shlomim can be brought with Meister Sheni money, is being Chayzim Alamid Behekish to the Taida, that the Taida can also be brought with the Meister Sheni money. Zokti Gemara, I'm a Rapapa. You want to know Dover Alamid Bigzeir Shava, Chayzim Alamid Behekish or not? It's a Mefurish Abraisa. I know it from the fact that you can bring a Taida with Meister Sheni money via a Hekish, from the fact that you could bring a Shlomim with Meister Sheni money, which I goofa knew. Through a gzeira shav, says the Gemara. So after a papa said this, somebody mazut chabed the Ram Mori the Ravino. So mazut chabed the Ram Mori told Ravino, I don't understand what Rapapa's raya was. Our whole shayla of davar lama be gzeira shav is chayzim lama behekish is a kachim the gashayla of the meisa dogon chulim ba'almahu. Meisa sheni is chulim ba'alma. Now let's be clear, meisa sheni is not mamish chulim ba'alma, but for sure relative to Kachim, it's Chulim Ba'alma. But here's the point. It's not Kachim, right? It's not Kachim. It's not included in all these dinim that we're learning over here in Perek Ezel Mekoimon. And if that's the case, what's the Raya? Being that the underlying Gzeru Shav, right? Let's get this clear, because there's three legs to this trip, right? We're learning Toida from Shlomim via Hekish, and we're learning Shlomim from Maisa Sheni via Gzeru Shav. Maisa Sheni is not Kachem. So there's one leg of this trip that's not Kachem, and as a result, it's not a Tzushtal. And Echnami, you have a Raya that we are... A leg of this trip is not kachim a dover alamid the gzeir shavik because of lamid behekish, but we knew that that was never even the shaila. The shaila wasn't kachim. We have all these halachos. What would be dover alamid the gzeir shavik could be because of lamid behekish? But to tell me from the fact that I could learn toida from shlomim when I already learned shlomim from meiser dogon chulam ba'almuhu. So the Gemara says that when Marzucha Brei the Ramari asked this kasha to Ravino, Amale Ravino responded. He told him. Amar Amra Lameid Kodesh Umelameid Kodesh. The way Rashi explains this is he was talking about Lashon Bitnia with the niggin that we just said. In other words, when we say Dover Alamid, let's say Behekish, Chayzim Lam Behekish, any one of these equations that we're talking about right here, all these different variables and permutations, right? So all these different inyanim that we're discussing, you need, in order for it to apply, that the Lamed and the Melamed should be Kachim? Or maybe if the Lamed is Kachim, even if the Lamed is not Kachim, that would be enough. Was meint Ravino zu sagen? Was meint zu sagen is that Mehechatesi, we reckon with the original Melamed. Meaning right now, I want to learn Toida from Shlomim via Hekish. Toid is Kachim, and Shlomim is Kachim. Shlomim Gufa, I know, Al Yedei Gzereshav. Grad, I know, from Gzereshav, from Chulin. Is that included in this sugya of Dover Alamid, Chayzer Malamid, or not? Marzut Rebreid Ramari is clearly assuming that it's not included. Because being that the thing that was Malamid Shlomim was Chulin, it was Meiser, so now, even though Shlomim, which is the Lamid in the Gzereshav, is Kachim, and it's also the Melamed and the Hekish, and the Lamed of the Hekish is Toida, but if the Melamed of the original Gzeir Shav is Chulin, that makes not applicable to this sugya. On that, Ravina said, Omar Omro, Lamed Kodesh and Melamed Kodesh, to be clear, Avada, the Lamed and the Melamed of the second half of the journey have to be both Kachim. In the Hekish, in our sugya, Avada, you would need the Lamed and the Melamed to be Kachim, and they are both Kachim. The Lamed is the Toyota and the Melamed is the Shlomim. But you need that the Lamed and the Melamed of the first leg also to both be Kachim. Mechatesni. L'chair, for that, all I should need is that the Lamed, which is the Shlomim, should be Kachim, and it is. So the Lamed in the Gzeira Shav is Kachim. The Melamed in the Hekish, which is Shlomim, is Kachim. The Lamed in the Hekish, which is Toyota, is Kachim. That, l'chair, should be enough. In other words, Marzutra Breda Amari, in his Kasha on Rapapa's Makar, he was saying a very big Chiddush. What he was saying was that it's not enough that the Lamed and its Melamed are kachim. You need even the melamed of the melamed. The Rebbe's Rebbe also has to be kachim. And to the extent that that's going to be chulin, then already it's going to knock it out. Rashi throws in one line that as it relates to this taina of Marzucha Breder Amari, the hainu da amrinam ba'alma, this is what the Gemara means when it says ba'alma. Hondi chalamanda amr basalomi does linon. Lalamanda amr basalomi does linon ma'yikalamim. It's this machloikis. It's this tension right here. This vikuach. It means that original melamed, you need it also to be kachim in order for it to shtim with the sugya, or if that's chulim, that would be enough for it to shtim with the sugya. The bottom line is, we're going to go weiter now. So what emerges really, and we'll see it, mefurish in the Gemara Namad Beis, that the Gemara holds at the end of the day, whether a dover halamed, big zeirah shava, ki bi choyza melamed behekesh or not, is really a machlekes. It's a machlekes, that's what emerges. According to the Papa, it can. He knows it from the fact that shlomim, which is a dover alamid b'gzeir shava, that you can bring it from ma'is hasheni money, is chayzer melamid to toida, and being that the lamid is kachim, and now it's being melamid to toida, that's kachim, that's enough for it to shtim. So you see clearly that it works, whereas Marzutra b'reid Rav Mari, he held not that way. By the way, Ravina, who came to the defense of Rav Papa, you see, also holds like Rav Papa. But the bottom line is, Rav Papa and Ravina, who came to his defense on the one hand, as opposed to Marzutra Breder Amari on the other hand. So again, the first box that we had to check off as it relates to Dover Lama Bigzer Shabi Kibichiz Malama Behekish, it's Machlikis Amayram. Says the Gemara, Dover Lama Bigzer Shabi, Maushi Lama Bigzer Shabi. Next case, what would be if you have a Dover Lama Bigzer Shabi? Kibichiz Malama Bigzer Shabi, cannot be Chiz Malama Bigzer Shabi. Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama said, Tanya, I know it from a Bryson. Now, the background to this Bryson is the carbon toida. The carbon toida we know came with Lachmi toida. How many breads were they? 40. It was four types of breads. Each one was made up of 10. Of those 40 breads, 10 of them, meaning one type, was chametz. 30 of them, the other three types, were all matzah. As it relates to the matzah, Rashi says, shloisha minei matzah yeshba. There were three types of matzah. One was called chalois, the other one was called rekikin, and the third one was called revucha. And it's based on just the way they were prepared. They were prepared in different ways, hence they have different names. So one is called chalois, the other one's called rekikin, and the other one is called revucha. So we're going to focus now on those three types of matzahs that make up three of the four minim of the lachmi toida. So it says the Gemara, again, dover lama b'gzei reshavo, I know it from a braiso. It says in the Torah, soiles, murbeches, chalois, belulois, bashamen. Lamadnu, we learn from this pasuk, l'revucha shabas soiles. So this is clearly talking about which one of the three types of lachmi toida that are matzah. It says mefurish, soiles murbeches, right? So I know from here that the revucha had to be soilus. Soilus is fine flour, right? It's not just flour, it's fine flour. So I know it has to be fine flour. Chalois minayim. How do I know chalois? Now, chalois are the next words. It says, chalois belulois bashamen. It says it earlier in the pasuk, chalois matzois belulois bashamen. But it doesn't say anywhere mefurish that it has to be soilus, right? So how do you know that the chalois type of lachmi toida also had to be brought soilus? Tambad loimar. So says the Gemara, it says, chalois. I know it from Gzeir Shava, because it says chalois in the context of the revucha, and it says chalois by the chalois, right? It's called chalois. So malahalon, it has to be soilus. So to it would have to be soilus as well. Rikikin minayin. Rikikin is the third type of lachmi toida. How do you know that also has to be soilus? Talmud loimar. There's another gzeirah shav. It says matzois. Now, where does it say matzois? One matzois, it says by chalois matzois, and the other matzois, it says by rikikin. It says rikike matzois. So I know that the chalois have to be soilus, gzereshava, chalois, from revucha. And I know that the rikikin have to be soilus, gzereshava, matzois, from the chalois. In other words, avadavar alamed b'gzereshava, being chayzer or malami b'gzereshava. The dover alamed b'gzereshava is chalois, it's being learned out from revucha, and it's being chayzer malami to rikikin al yudei not b'gzereshava. So says the Gemara, Amar Rami Bar Chama, you want to know if dover alamed b'gzereshava can be chayzer malami b'gzereshava. I see it from this double gzereshava as relates to the halacha that you need soilus by all the lachmei toida when it comes to the carbon taida. But the Gemara says, Amalei Ravina, Ravina told Rami Bar Chama, mi mai de matzeis mi chalois gomer. You're assuming that When Chazal said that the Makar, that the Rekikin also had to be Soilus, is learned out, Matzis, that what's the Gzeir Shava Matzis? You're learning the Rekikin from the Chalis. It makes sense. It's the same parasha. It says Matzis here, it says Matzis there. Dilma La'ilam, you're not learning it from the same parasha. You're not learning it from the Chalis. And the reason you're not is because this is Dover Alamib Gzeir Shava. And Dover Alamib Gzeir Shava is Enechayzim Alamib Gzeir Shava. Okay, then what is the Gzeir Shava of Matzis? Dilma mi Mafer Tanur Gomer. Maybe it's being learned out from the parasha Mafer Tanur. That's one of the types of Menachos. The chisakriv korban mincha mafei tanur soilus chalois. It says chalois. You have the chalois for the chalois, and it says before soilus. Maybe that's where it's being learned out from. So the Gemara says, Rami Bachomo, you're telling me that the makar that you, the lachmi toida all requires soilus is based on a double gzeir shava. Hence, davar long gzeir shava can be chozim alamid gzeir shava. Maybe nah. Maybe once there's a davar long gzeir shava can't be chozim alamid. So there is one gzeir shava. We're going to learn chalois from revucha, but Yitaka can't go weiter and learn now rekikin from revucha. Okay, so how do I know rekikin? I thought it was gzeir shava chalois. All different gzeir shava. It's from the mafei tanur, which also had to be soilus, and it says the same word chalois over there. Gemara says, I hear elamai rava. So rava said, let's try another attempt, and that is, we know it from the following sugya tanya. We know it from the braisa. It says regarding the par. It says koyim mashiach. The kirboy, the pasuk says u firshoy vahoitzi. So one of the unique halachas regarding the par koyim mashiach was that it was from the parim anasraf. What does it mean the parim anasraf? And the basa wasn't eaten. Right, they were put on the mizbech, but the basa wasn't eaten. Rather, the basa had to be taken mechutz lamachna, and it requires treifa. So this braisa is going to do a deep dive into this halacha. It says vikirboy, and then it says ufirshoy, and then it says right afterwards. It's actually the next pasuk. It says vahoitzi melamed. We learn from here shemoitzia shovet that when it was taken out, it had to be taken out in gantz. How do you see that? Because vahoitzi is like a singular thing. You should take it out. There's like this one thing that you're taking out. So you see from here that when it was taken out, this hoitza, it had to be complete. Yachal, you would have thought yisrafen ushalom. When you come to do this reif, it should always be, also be whole. Never can roishnoi the krav and never lahalon roish ukrav. It says here that when they did the sreifa, so the way they did it was they did it roishoi the krav, and it says regarding the carbon oil where they had to burn the basa. This is Michot Samachna. This was on the Mizbeach that it was also Rosh of a crop. And Ma'ala Halloween over there, it wasn't Gans, right? Because it's a mitzvah called Nituach. Ma'ala Halloween Ayde Nituach. Afkan Ayde Nituach. So too here, it needed Nituach as well. Ima'ala Halloween Hefshit, Afkan Ami Behefshit. Just like over there, when it comes to the carbon oil, there was a mitzvah of Hefshit. So is it true also they had to do Hefshit before they burnt the basa of the Paraman? It's not in Talmud Loimar. It says, Vekir by Ufirshai, my Talmud, what's the drasha? What we're saying is that just like no one's taking out the feresh, right? That's the excrement of the animal from the animal, because that would just be disgusting. So too, we're not removing the basar from the ar either. Either way, okay, so this is braisa number one that Rav is presenting. What's this braisa? That the halacha of the parman asrafim is that it had to be taken out in gantz, because it says v'hoitzi. However, the sreifa we know from Gzeir Shava, Roisha Yukrav, from the carbon oila, that it had to be done after there was already a nituach. It's just like the carbon oila, whose basa was burnt on the Mizbech, there was a mitzvah of nituach. So too, by the Parman Esrafin, whose basa was burnt, Michos Lamachana, there was a mitzvah of nituach as well. You could have thought that maybe there's a din hefshit also. Talmud Loimar, my Talmud, but the bottom line is that just like they didn't remove the excrement from the animal, they didn't remove the basa from the skin. The Tanya, another Bryce, and Rebbe said, Netmar Khan, it says over here. Now this here is the par and the soyer of Yom Kippurim. Again, with these chatois, it's especially necessary to have all these plukim. So it says regarding the par and the soyer of Yom Kippur, or Ubasar, Ufetish. Venebelahalon, and it says over there, going back to the par, Koyim Moshiach, or uvasar u feresh. Okay, what do I learn from there? Ma lahalan al yedei nituach shloi behefshit. Just like by the par koyim mashiach, we just said there's a mitzvah of nituach, no hefshit, afkan. So too, when it comes to the par yom kippurim and the sir yom kippurim, nituach shloi behefshit. So too, there's a din nituach, but there's not going to be a din hefshit. Says Rava. You know what I see from here? I see that the halacha is that before they burnt the basar of the par and the sar of Yom Kippurim, they had to do nituach. They had to take the basa and they had to hack it to shtika. How do I know it? I know it from Gzeir Shava. Gzeir Shava from where? From the par koyim mashiach. What are the words of the Gzeir Shava? Or uvasu refesh. Well, how do I know it by the par koyim mashiach? It doesn't say it anywhere by the par koyim mashiach. I know it from Gzeir Shava. It says roisha yukrov. Veer, and it says Rachel Krov by the Oilo. Just like by the Oilo, there was a mitzvah of Nituach, so to it is a mitzvah of Nituach. Of Zakrova, you know what I have? I have a Dover Alam and Bigzeris Shava, being Chayzer Malam and Bigzeris Shava. The Parakoy Mashiach has learned out from the Oilo Bigzeris Shava. It's me Chayzer Malam and the Parakoy Mashiach, the Siri Yami Kippur and Bigzeris Shava. So you say Meres, Dover Alam and Bigzeris Shava, could be Chayzer Malam and Bigzeris Shava. So as it relates to Dover Alam and Bigzeris Shava, Chayzer Malam and the Hekish, that's a machloikis. Rapapa, Ravinu came to his defense, said, yeah. We have a raya from the fact that you could bring a carbon toida from Maisa Sheni money. Mazuch Beder Amari said that Basa Malamid is Linon. And being that the Malamid over there is Chulens, you can't learn anything from there. Dover Halamid, Bigzeir Shava, Chayzer Malamid, Bigzeir Shava, we took two stabs at it. First Rami Bar Chama, and then Rava, but at the end of the day, we got it right. Elam, Rava, Rava came to the rescue, and Rava said, yes, the halacha is that it's Chayzer Malamid. Weiter. Dover Halamid, Bigzeir Shava, Maushi Lamid Bekavachim. A Dover Halamid, Bigzeir Shava. Could it be Malamid Bekavachim or cannot be Malamid Bekavachim? Says the Gemara. You know what the answer is? Kavachim. I know from a Kavachim, right? By the way, in tomorrow's daf, we're going to have a Kavachim ben Kavachim. And believe it or not, we're going to have the infamous Kavachim ben Benoishel Kavachim. Comes from Svachim Daf Nun on the base. But either way, Dover Alamid Bigzeir Shava, Maush Yelamid Big Kalvachimer, says the Gemara, Kalvachimer. I know it from a Kalvachimer. Uma Hekish. She'enoi Malamid Behekish. Madach a Hekish that can't be Malamid Behekish. Right? We know this. This is easy. Imid the Rava, Imid the Ravina. The two Makaris from yesterday is that. Malamid Bekalvachimer. We know it can be Malamid Bekalvachimer. The Tonid Rebbe Shmuel. The Gemara does all the Chazara for us. You could be Malamid Bekalvachimer. Bigzeir Shava. Hamalamed is Behekish. Bigzeir Shava. That could be Malamed Behekesh, right? Dover Alamed Bigzeir Shava could be Chayz Malamed Behekesh, right? Right? Is that Pasha? Is that Pasha? No, it's not Pasha. We chazed it enough times. It's only in the Machalik. It's only Rav Papa, right? Oh, but Midrav Papa. Rav Papa holds that. So, Eino Dinshe Talamed B'Kalvachaymer. Certainly, it should be able to be Malamed B'Kalvachaymer. Mara says, Geshmak. A Hekesh can't be Chayz Malamed Behekesh, but it could be Chayz Malamed B'Kalvachaymer. So, Gzeir Shava, that could be Chayz Malamed Behekesh. Certainly, it should be able to be Malam and Kalvachim. It's a basic Kalvachim, says the Gemara. But the Gemara says, Ha, Nichodus is Ganskit. Lemand is Leder Apapa. El, Lemand, the less Leder Apapa. Who's less Leder Apapa? Mazutra, Beder Amari. My Ikalame, Ma. So the Gemara says, you're right. We have to say it's a Kalvachim, but it's a different Kalvachim, a different Nosach. El, Kalvachim. The Kalvachim is as follows. Uma Hekish, She ain Malamid Behekish. Imid the Rava, Imid the Ravina, Malamid Bekalvachim, Mid the Tana, the very Rabbi Shmuel's is Geshmak, Gzeres Shava, Hamalamedes, Bigzeres Shava, Chavirta, Mid the Rami Barchama. Now, some have the Gersa, Mid the Rami Barchama. Rami Barchama was the first attempt of the Gemara. The Gemara actually knocked out Rami Barchama. The Gemara said, Elamid the Rava. So the Gersa of the Tzayn Kochim, who's the Teres Chaim, is Imid the Rami Barchama or Imid the Rava, right? But the point is, we know that Dover Alam Bigzeres Shava, Kibichayz Malamid Bigzeres Shava, Eno Dinshe Talamid Kalvachimer, Surin should be able to Malamid Bekalvachimer. So it's a Kalvachimer, but it's a slightly different Kalvachimer. The Kalvachimer is Madoch Hekish. They can't be Malamid to its own kind. Could be malamit to kalvachaymer. Gzeir shava that could be malamit to its own kind. Because dover alamit bigzeir shava, everybody holds his chayz malamit bigzeir shava. Certainly it should be able to be malamit to kalvachaymer. This is where the Gemara blibes. So what's the bottom line? Dover halamit bigzeir shava is chayz malamit to kalvachaymer. What's the makar to that? How do I know it? I know it from a kalvachaymer. Last line of today's daf. Dover halamit bigzeir shava maushi alamit bibinyanav. We can breathe. This is the easiest answer of the world. We just have to wait. Tishbi Yataris Kushis Vivayas. The Gemara says, take us. What's the bottom line? Let's chazer. This is the first half of the equation. Dover Halamid Behekish, we went through in today's daf, and Dover Halamid Gzeir Shavim. Dover Halamid Behekish, Chazim Halamid Behekish. Either it's learned out like Ravina said from the Osha Metzaira, or it's learned out like Rava said from the Din Haktara of the Parkoy Mashiach. Dover Halamid Behekish is Einoi Chayzer Umelamid Bigzeir Shava. Rabbi Yochanan said, I know that from the fact that Torah had mentioned Sofen by the Shechita of a Korban Asher. Dover Alamid Behekish is Chayzer Umelamid B'Kalvachomer. I know that from Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, who learned the din of Es B'Dam B'Tavah, those three halachas regarding the Sa'ir that was brought on Yom Kippur, and Dover Halamid Behekish, as it relates to being able to be Chayzer Malamid B'Binyanav, the Gemara thought it had a Makar, and then the Gemara just left us hanging, which means that we're really left with a Safek. What about Dover Halamid B'Gzeir Shava? Dover Halamid B'Gzeir Shava, could it be Chayzer Malamid Behekish? It's Machlokes HaMeiram. Rav Papa said, yeah. We know it from the fact that a korban toida can be brought from Maisa Sheni money. Mazuchu Beidur Amori said, you have no raya because Basim Alami does linan. Ravina came to Rapapa's defense. That means it's Rapapa and Ravina who hold, yeah. Whereas Mazuchu Beidur Amori hold no. Tavra Alami Begzeru Shava. Could it be Chayzum Alami Begzeru Shava? The short answer is yes. What's the Makar? Rami Bar Chama said, I know it from the fact that there's a din soilus by all three of the Lachmi toida that were bum matzes. Rava said, I know it from the fact that there's a din nituach by the par and the so'ir, shel yom kippurim, before you burn its basar, right? They were included in the parim hanisraf. But the bottom line is, everybody holds that the answer is yes. Dover alamah b'gzeirah shavah. Could it be chayzim alamah b'kal v'chaymer? The answer is yeah. How do I know it? I know it from a kal v'chaymer. What's the kal v'chaymer? From dover alamah b'hekish, that could be chayzim alamah b'kal v'chaymer. So certainly dover alamah b'gzeirah shavah could be chayzim alamah b'kal v'chaymer. And as it relates to dover alamah b'gzeirah shavah, could it be chayzim alamah b'binyanav? For that, we don't know. The Gemara came out and the Gemara said, Teiku, and I think today's daf warrants a big exhale. So just to come up for breath and go back to the theme of Raid that Be'ezus Hashem we began last night, and that is the kochim of the parsha of the Aketos. So again, in the spirit of Dovah B'itei Ma'atoyev, learning real kachem right now, just to talk different Parshas HaShavua, Digi Inyonim, related to Akedas Yitzchak, specifically the kachem component. The Gemara, in Masechtes Vachim, Daf Samech Beis Amid Aleph, discusses, when the Yidden came up to Eretz Yisrael to build the second Beis HaMikdash, how did they know where the Mokim HaMizbeach is? We know the Rambam's Loshen in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph in Hilchas Beis Abchiru, we mentioned it so many times, that the Mokim HaMizbeach Mechuvin Hu BeYoseh Ve'en L'Shana Yisoysoy Mim Koymoy. Right? It's such a sensitive matter to make sure that you get the Mokim HaMizbeach right mamish to a science. And the question is, when the Yidden came up in the beginning of Bayis Sheni, after the Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed, Aru Ada Yisoyd, but there was mamish no remnant of the Beis HaMikdash, so how did they know where the Mokim HaMizbeach was? And the Gemara gives different suggestions. One pshat the Gemara says is, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said, Afrei Shal Yitzchak Ro'u Shamunach Ba'isem Mokim. They saw the Ether of Yitzchak Avinu there, and they knew where the Akedah had taken place, and had taken place on the Mokim HaMizbeach. So when they saw the Efer of Yitzchak, they chapped exactly where the Mokim HaMizbeach was. There's a similar Gemara in Masechtes Brachos. This is also on Daf Samech Beis. Daf Samech Beis on the Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim that talks about there was a Magefa in Yerushalayim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to bring a terrible Hashchasa. And it says, Ukehashchis Ra'a Hashem Vayinoch. As this Hashchasa is taking place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees something, and because of what the Eibishter saw, Vayinoch he had a Nechama. And the Gemara brings a discussion. Different Amayra'im said, what exactly was it what HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw? V'Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, you want to know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw? Afrei Shal Yitzchak Ra. He saw the Efer of Yitzchak Avinu. Shenemar Elikim Yirolei Aseh Lo'ilu B'nei. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the Efer of Yitzchak, and when he saw the Efer of Yitzchak, Vayinochen, he decided, the Efer of Yitzchak, that's Chus, God HaKadosh Baruch Hu to stop to do this in him. Another Gemara. This Gemara is a Masechtes Tainis, Daf Tezayin Amid Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing the ritualistic procession that took place when it hadn't rained for a very long time, or Al-Kholsar Shalai Tava, if the Yidden never had a fast, and Begoyzer Tainis, see what's the different things that they used to do. One of the things they did was, is they would take Efer, and they would put it Beroish Kol Echad Ve'echad. Says the Gemara, V'lama Noisnen Efer Beroish Kol Echad Ve'echad. Why did they do this minig? Pligi Bar Rav Levi Bar Chama Rav Chanina. It was a Machloikis Rav Levi Bar Chama and Rav Chanina. One said, what they were trying to say was, Harei onu chashuvim lefanecha ke'efer. They wanted to humiliate themselves. We're so humble, we feel so nidderig right now, we feel like efer. The other one said, Kidei sheyizker loy afrei shel Yitzchak. They were trying to be ma'orer, the zikaron of the efer of Yitzchak, and they would put efer, this inyan, Kidei sheyizker loy afrei shel Yitzchak. That's what they're trying to accomplish. Again, this inyan of afrei shel Yitzchak. One last chazal. This is a Rashi in Chumash, everybody knows. It's in Parshas Bechukosai, it's in the Parshas of the Teichacha. The pasuk says, V'zachartias brisa Yaakov, Va'afes Brisa Yitzchak, Va'afes Brisa Avram Esker, Va'aretz Esker. So HaKadosh Baruch in the middle of the Teicha says, I'm going to remember the Avis. V'zachartis Brisa Yaakov, Va'afes Brisa Yitzchak, Va'afes Brisa Avram Esker, Va'aretz Esker. So Rashi brings from Teres Kayanim, that the Teres Kayanim asks, why is it that it says the word Zechira by Yaakov, it says the word Zechira by Avram, it doesn't say the word Zechira by Yitzchak. V'zachartis Brisa Yaakov, Va'afes Brisa Avram Esker. But when it comes to Yitzchak, it just says Va'afes Brisa Yitzchak. It doesn't say the word Zikaron. So it says Rashi, V'lamaloy nemer Zechir b'Yitzchak. Elo, Afrej shal Yitzchak nira l'fanai tzavar u'munach al-mizbeach. Because HaKadosh Baruch always looks at the Mizbeach and he always sees the Efer of Yitzchak. And being that he always sees the Efer of Yitzchak, he doesn't have to remember it. You only have to remember something that's out of sight, right? But if you see it, then you don't have to remember it. It's right in front of you. And being that Afrei Shal Yitzchak is nira l'fanai tzavar u'munach al-mizbeach, so it's for that reason, it's not something that ever has to be remembered. But we have four chazals that we just quoted. We have Zvachim Samech Bezam and Aleph, that Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said, how did the Yidden, the Oilei Bavel, know where the Makom HaMizbeach was? Afrei Shal Yitzchak Rosh Shemunach Bais HaMakom. We have the Gemara Bracha Samech Bezam and Beis, where Shmuel said that this pasuk that says, U'kahashchiz Ra, Hashem Vayinochem, Ma Ra, there's four pshatim in the Gemara. Shmuel says, you want to know what he saw? He saw Afrei Shal Yitzchak, and that was Ma'irir of Vayinochem by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have the Gemara Tainis Tezayin HaMarav, that the Yidden used to put Efer when they fasted. Why? Achad Amar Kidei She Yizklanu Afrei Shal Yitzchak. And again, we have Rashi and Chumash who brings Lamaloy Nemar Schir B'Yitzchak, because Afrei Shal Yitzchak is near the fun night. So there's no reason to. But we have four chazals, and there's more, by the way, but four chazals that mention this idea of Afrei Shal Yitzchak. V'kana ben Shoyel. What does it mean, Afrei Shal Yitzchak? Yitzchak never became Efer. The Akedah never happened. Avram Avinu wanted to do it. He was about to do it. But as he took the Macheles, Lishchot Es Benoi, all of a sudden the Malach came, and the Malach said, Al Tishlach Yodcha Al Anar, Val Tasloi Me'umo, Kiyata Yodati. But the bottom line is, it never happened. So if it never happened, what's Poshib Shad and all these Chazals? What does it mean, Afroi Shel Yitzchak? The Marshah, on that Gemara asks this kasha, and the Marsha says that what does it mean Afrei Shel Yitzchak? Hainu Efer Oisei Haseh Sheba Tachas Afrei Shel Yitzchak. What it means is the Efer of the Seh that was brought Tachas Afrei Shel Yitzchak. What does this mean? So the Mashiach quotes Rashi that we spoke about last night, where Rashi says that when Avram Avinu brought the ayil, the pasuk says he brought it tachas benoi. And what does it mean that he brought tachas benoi? So the Hilgi Rashi, I'll call avoyde she'asam imenu hoye mispalo va'omer yiratzin shetezu kilo asuya b'vni kilo b'ni shachet kilo dami zara kilo b'ni mufshet kilo hu nikta v'nasedeshet. The point is that the geder of the ayil that was brought la'ayla, it was tachas benoi. It was Tmura Shel Yitzchak. It was Bimkar Yitzchak. Ad kidei kach yiratzin shetezu kihilu asuya b'vni. So this lashon of Afrei Shel Yitzchak is really a misnomer. What it means is the Efer of that Seh that was brought Tachas Yitzchak. But being that the Seh has a Sheiches to Yitzchak, because it's Tachas Yitzchak, the Avodas in the Seh are Ki'ilu Hi Asuya Bivni. It's for that reason we refer to it. We refer to it, says the Marsha, as Afrei Shel Yitzchak. But Avad Al Derech HaPshat, says the Marsha, we don't mean literally Afrei Shel Yitzchak, because there was no Afrei Shel Yitzchak. Yitzchak never turned into Efer. This is what the Marsha says in Brachas Daf Samech Beis, and L'chayra, that is very, very much the Pashup Shat. But I'll tell you a Dover Chadash that I saw in the Megalim Chadashim from Agoyim Rav David Yoyah Weiss. And that is as follows. The Pasuk says that Vayavoyu al amokim asha omar loyu alokim. Vayivin sham Avram is hamizbeach. Avram Avinu built a mizbeach. Vayarech es ha'etzim. And he took the etzim and he laid them out on the mizbeach. Vayakoy des Yitzchok benoi. And then he tied up his son Yitzchok. Vayosem oisei ala mizbeach mimalo etzim. And he placed him on the mizbeach on top of the etzim. So the pasuk says Avram Avinu is getting ready. Avram Avinu takes the etzim. Vayarech es ha'etzim. Top of the Mizbeach. Then he takes Yitzchak and he ties him down. That's why it's called Akedas Yitzchak. And now he even takes Yitzchak and he puts him on the Mizbeach. We're on the Mizbeach. Mimaloit. Vayishlach Avram es Yodoy. And then he lifts out his hand. Vayikach es Amachelos Lishchot es Benoy. And then all of a sudden everything comes to a screeching halt. What about the fire? Avram Avinu had fire, right? And you know, Avraham Avinu had fire. The pasuk says he took fire with him. In fact, Yitzchak said that hinei ha'ish v'ha'etzim v'ayi yaseh lo'ilo v'yikach b'yodeyes ha'ish v'esam achelas, the pasuk says, right? So there's a few mentions of the fire. When Avram the Maisa takes the Eitzim and he lays them out on the Mizbeach, don't say anything about the fire. It just says, Vayarech eso Eitzim, Vayakid es Yitzchok benoi, Vayosem boisni ala Mizbeach, mimalo Eitzim. And then he's ready to go ahead and do the Shechita. So what about the fire? So Reb David Yoyer Weiss brings from the Abar Benel, who says, Al derech hapshat, it's poshet that Avram Avinu didn't light the fire yet. He's going to first shecht Yitzchak, and then after he shechts him, he's going to do some sort of aktara. He's going to light the fire on the Eitzim, and then afterwards, there's going to be some sort of sreifa. But at this point, Yitzchak is just lying on the Eitzim. There's no fire. Avada, the fire is there. Hinei o'esh v'Eitzim. The fire is there. But this second, achshav, right now, he hadn't put the fire yet on top of the Eitzim. But if you take a look at the Radak, says Rav David Yoyer Weiss, on this pasuk, the Radak says, Vayaroich es ha'etzim orchom al ha'esh. He put them on top of the fire, lahadlikom, to light the Eitzim. He put it on top of the fire. Now, the pasuk doesn't mention the fire, I hear. But the bottom line is, the Radak, one of the Rishonim, says Mefurish, that when the Eitzim were put down, the Eitzim were taka put down on top of the fire. The truth is, it's Mefurish and Pirkei Rav Eliezer. Pirkei Rav Eliezer, this is in Perek Lamed Aleph, says, Koshash shtei yod v'shtei raglav. Avraham Avinu took and he tied down Yitzchak Avinu's two hands and his 2 feet. V'okte agabim mizbeach, and he tied him on the mizbeach. V'herich es ho'esh. And then he went and he prepared the fire. V'es ho'etzim. And then he put the Eitzim on top of the fire. V'herich oisay aleihem. And he put Yitzchak on top of the Eitzim, which is already on top of the fire. Right, he held Yitzchak down because you imagine the fear and what's going on over here. And he's putting his whole weight on him to. And then all of a sudden the voice comes out and says, don't go a step further. Oh, it's Mefurish in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, that's what happened. If you take a look at the Radal in his Pirish on Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, the Radal, the emes is, the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says that the fire was there. It's not mentioned anywhere in the pasuk. Rak the Sfirale. It's mistabed Rabbi Eliezer Godel held. She also kiseder v'din ha'karbon, that he followed the laws of kachem and he brought that keder the way you're supposed to bring a carbon. Now, when it comes to a carbon, the pasuk says v'nosnu eish ala mezbeach v'orchu eitzim alo eish v'darshina b'teres koyanim it's a mefurish shebraisna eitzim alo eish v'lo eish alo eitzim. And this was a carbon as zayt dafman brangin. When you go ahead and you're mesadded the eitzim on the mezbeach, it has to be eitzim alo eish v'lo eish alo eitzim. And if that's the case, there had to be Eish first, and then after there were Eishim. So said Rab David Yoyer Weiss, Lulei de Mistafina, maybe you could say, just picture this. Yitzchak Avinu is lying right now in a fire. Can you imagine what this fire looked like? It's not like a little stovetop fire. It's a real fire, and he's lying on the fire. And now Avram Avinu takes the macheles, Lishchet es benoi, and then the baskel comes out and says, stop, don't go any further. Abibizin al tishlach yotche elana. You know what? Is mistabra and yitochin happened to Yitzchak? He got a little bit burnt. And if he got a little bit burnt, there was afer. That could be, is the afresh of Yitzchak. Avadi wasn't burnt legamri. That's not what happened. Oh, but he was a shtickle burnt. And being that he was a shtickle burnt, he was a shtickle burnt, so it could be al derech pshat, as if he's a state in the radak, and it's mevur and pirkut rabbi yezer with the pirish haradal. It's that little sray for the fact that he got singed. That's the afreshal Yitzchak. And that is afreshal Yitzchak. Mamish, the Marsha says in pshat, in the narrative, I don't have a mahalach of what it would mean, afreshal Yitzchak. The terrace is, this is what's going on over here. That means he brings. And the truth is, if you want to be ma'ayin in this a little bit more, if you look in the Radal, later, here in his Pirish, in Perek Lamed Aleph, it's Ois Nun Tes. The Radal brings a Medrash that says that Yitzchak Avinu burnt Legamri when he was on the Mizbech. Right, we know Chazal say that it was Parcha Nishmasi, which just to be clear, the fact that Chazal say it was Parcha Nishmasi has nothing to do with the Sugya, because Parcha Nishmasi just means he chalished, right? That's what it means. It was Parcha Nishmasi of the overwhelming nature, spiritual, physical, what was going on over here, but nothing happened to his goof. That wouldn't explain the Afrei Shal Yitzchak. But there is a Medrash that says that he burnt Legamri. Then the Eibishter was Mechayim Esim. Rabbi David Yoyer says, you don't have to get into all that. You could say, Al Derech Hapshat. L'maisen, he was lying on top of the fire. And mean that he was lying on top of the fire, abyssal, he got burnt. That little bit that he got burnt is Afrishal Yitzchak. And if that's Afrishal Yitzchak, it could be that's what's Could be that's what's going on over here. V'divrei pi chachamchem.